The recent shootings in El Paso and Dayton have reignited the debate over gun control and gun rights. But for many people, the conversations have been less policy and more personal. That's the case for writer and journalism teacher Fernanda Santos. She wrote a piece recently for the New York Times titled, I Felt Safe in America, Until El Paso. She spoke with our co-host, Mark Brody.
What was the thought process in terms of, I'm feeling unsafe in my own country, I'm thinking about writing about it, I'm writing about it now?
Basically, on Saturday, when the attack happened in El Paso, I started reading about it. It became very clear right away that it was a targeted attack. I have been to El Paso many times, so I knew this was a very heavily Latino city. And I started to think about myself and how no longer it mattered whether I had papers or not. It's just about what you look like that makes you a target. But I went to bed Saturday and didn't think I was going to write about it at all. But then I woke up Sunday and I had an email from an editor in the opinion pages of the Times, someone I've worked with in the past. And he said, what are your thoughts on El Paso? Wondering if you want to write something about it. And I said, oh, do I have thoughts on El Paso? So I started basically on the email just articulating some of the things that I was feeling. You know, I was sitting at the breakfast table by then. My daughter was eating the pancakes. That is my treat for her on weekends. I make chocolate chip pancakes. And I started writing this and looking at her and thinking, what if it was us? You know, what if we were at that Walmart that day? I'm not Mexican, I'm Brazilian, but I look different than your average white American. Would he have shot us? Would he have killed us? And that's really what, when I realized that, you know, the sense of safety that I'd had because I'm a citizen, I'm a naturalized citizen, just didn't exist anymore.
What does that feel like to go from feeling safe essentially in what is now your home country to not?
It feels like this is not my home country. I have always struggled with the meaning of country and home. I have now been in the United States for 21 years. I moved here, I was 25. So pretty soon I will have been here longer than I was in my home country or the country where I was born and raised. And it took me a long time to accept the fact that I would actually stay here in the United States. I didn't come to stay. And I thought, you know, sitting there on Sunday reading the manifesto that this gunman in El Paso wrote, I thought, is this really the place that is mine? You know, do I really belong here? Or actually, I think I thought more, do Americans really want me here? And then what does it really mean to be an American?
What do you think it was about this particular shooting that led you to those thoughts? Because there has been sort of this anti-immigrant sentiment. This is not the first time that immigrants have been targeted.
Right, but this is the first time where it doesn't matter whether you are a documented or legal immigrant or an undocumented immigrant, if you're a naturalized citizen. It didn't matter. All it mattered was that inside a Walmart in El Paso, a city that is 80% Latino, someone decided to pick among the clients those whom he thought didn't deserve to be here, were invading this country, and shoot them and kill them. Just because of that. So it's different than SB 1070, where I'm a citizen. So if I get pulled over and there is any question about my citizenship status or my immigration status, I will say, no, sir, I'm a citizen. Here's my Arizona driver's license, which requires a social security number. Therefore, I have permission to be in this country, right? But now all it takes is a look and you are a target.
Since the El Paso shootings, have you changed anything about sort of your day-to-day routine? Has anything other than feeling unsafe, like, has that led you to do anything differently or think about other things differently, sort of on a practical level?
I'm not one of those people who are like paranoid, you know, and going to the gun store and buying a gun and, you know, putting a new alarm system in my house and cameras all over the place. I'll do it, although I do have an alarm and cameras, but it's just because I am a homeowner.
It was there before.
What changed since the El Paso shooting was just the honesty with which I started talking to my daughter about the possibility of something happening and how we should never judge people based on where they come from, how they look like, who they are. And that applies to everybody, right? I don't look at every Anglo-American, you know, I don't look at white guys like you, Mark, and say, you're an evil person, you're gonna kill me. No, I was married to a guy like that, you know? But I started telling her that, you know, I kind of flipped the story. Instead of making it a negative thing, be afraid, I said, be aware of the differences around you and honor those differences and be curious about people. Always try to learn something from them. Always try to talk to them and understand where they're coming from.
Your daughter is 10, is that right?
She's 10, yes.
Do you get the sense that she feels less safe now than a couple weeks ago?
No. I believe children learn from the adults in their lives, right? You know, my daughter's father, my husband, died in 2017. He had pancreatic cancer. And so up until then, we were a very sort of binational, bilingual, bicultural home. And I looked at my husband's death as an opportunity to learn, you know, what can I learn from it and how can I use the lessons I learned to keep going and to build a better life for me and my daughter. And so I chose, in spite of the lack of safety that I've felt, the little fear that walks with me, I have chosen to look at what happened in El Paso as a learning opportunity for my daughter. May she never be someone who meets, you know, some quote-unquote weird kid in school and doesn't want to talk to him. You know, may she be the kid who approaches them and embraces them and talks to them and hopefully in doing that makes this kid understand that because she is quote-unquote different, it doesn't matter, that even though she is different, she's all right, she's a good person. Because in the end, that's all matters. It's what it's inside of us.
All right. That is writer Fernanda Santos. Fernanda, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.